Franklin, what's gonna happen to me? I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen to you. Nothing. And why is that? Because I'm gonna step in front of the bullet. Like I did with that Judas motherfucker Kevin, like I did with that bitch ass Andre, and like I always have, to keep y'all safe. Now, if you got some constructive ideas to help me get through this shit, then I promise you I'm listening, I promise. But if not, then please keep your heads down, keep your mouth shut, and let me get us out of this like I got us out of every other motherfucker thing out.
Yo, what's good? Top of the top, episode 159 of Stash House Podcast. Your boy Tyler checking in. Great episode for y'all, man. Topics this week. Gotta salute my Lakers. Give y'all an update on shows I'm watching and the music scene, man. What's been going on so far this year? Let me know something, man. So sit back, relax, enjoy episode 159 Stash House Podcast. Let's get it. Yo, what up? Episode 159, Stash House Podcast, your boy Tyler checking in. First time listeners, appreciate y'all for tuning in. If you tuned in weekly, salute. It's episode, saw some topics you may want to hear about, salute to you as well. Like, share, subscribe, retweet, whatever you do to help support the podcast, greatly, greatly appreciate it. Back up in the building, man. Hope everybody been keeping it safe. You know what I'm saying? Doing what you gotta do, get you a bag, man. Take care of your family. Whatever it is, man, take care of yourself, number one. Gas prices crazy, crying crazy, man. Just hope everybody been taking it easy. Man, to start this episode, I do want to shout out my Lakers. Now, this ain't on no, oh, we won Saturday type shit. I wasn't going to talk about, even if we did lose. Like, I was watching the game, but it wasn't like on my must talk about on the podcast thing. But if we would have lost, it would have been bad if we would have lost like down the stretch type of shit, because it was an amazing game. We did get the W over Golden State Saturday, but I want to salute them, man. And you know why? I ain't gonna go crazy like I do with Ohio State week by week, but man, I'm rooting for us, man. I just want this is my dream scenario be for the Lakers after the game Saturday. Like, it's just one game, maybe it's a turnaround game. It was our first win in five games for one, so it ain't like I'm like, oh shit, we won again. But that was our first win in five games. Bron went crazy, 56 points, efficient down the stretch, making plays. Salute to Bron, 56 points. Salute to Carmelo, man. Carmelo gave us 14 points, made some big shots down towards the end, man. Major, major shots, dagger type of shots. Even got a salute Westbrook, man. It was a careful Westbrook. 20 points, 9 for 17. But I would be crazy to be like, okay, we finally got it. Like I said, man, we first got Westbrook. We'll have games where we like, okay, Bron have a night, Melo making big shots, Westbrook being safe, our young boys, Malik Monk stepping up, AR-15 Reeves. He making plays, man, like defense, like just energy, period. Like, they're the young guys. Like, I didn't take into account, like, we, like, I think, if not number one, I know for sure, I think top three oldest teams in the league, if not number one, because our bench is old. Dwight, DeAndre Jordan, Trevor Ariza, like I said, even Melo, but, you know what I'm saying, Melo making big shots, but our bench is very old. So I never took that into account until I saw the game Saturday. I said, damn. Our young boys really out there. I saw the bench. Even Anthony Davis, you know, him being hurt, he's still been in the game for a minute. So I was like, damn. So our young boys got to give us some type of energy. Like, just don't be out there. You know what I'm saying? With Westbrook fucking up at, that's why I believe our young boys can make plays. Like, Monk, I like Monk game. We need Buddy to step up, though. Horton Tucker, I want to say, yeah, he got to step up. We just acquired Augustine. He been in the league for a minute, you know what I'm saying? I didn't see nothing, you know what I'm saying, that I didn't expect to see Saturday from him. Like, he played his normal game, in my opinion, but I'd be crazy to be like, okay, well, this the formula. Like I said again, man, we old. It just, my best bet, at least if we get in the play-in, win the play-in, at least sneak in the in the playoffs, but 9 times out of 10, we will lose to the first seed or second seed in the first round. But at least win, at least one, get in the play-in tournament, stay in the scenario, and get in the playoffs. Like, we lose, okay, cool, we lose. But the way they just dogging my team, man, like, of course, I know this whole morning, Monday morning, I was like, I'm about to see a lot about, oh, shit, I'm about to see a lot about the Lakers because LeBron had a night. You know what I'm saying? They beat Golden State, who, you know what I'm saying, while watching the game, I was like, okay, we about to fuck up. I know the Lakers, how the season we have, and we lost 4 in a row. It's about to happen. Steph Curry about to go crazy, Klay Thompson. But it just never really happened. It just never happened. Like I said, Bron's making shots, Melo making shots. So I got to salute my Lakers to start this episode, man, just because four game losing streak, Saturday night, prime time, at Staples. If they would have lost that, let's say Bron had a night, everything was going the way it was going. And if you were watching the game, you know, it's like we could have lost that game down the stretch. You know what I'm saying? Like, if this was any other night, maybe the game would have ended different. But I was watching. I said, okay, my boys, they making plays. You know what I'm saying? And they know for a fact. I think within the past 2 weeks, it's happened once. Staples Center will boo them. So they're aware of that. They're like, fam, we let these boys hit about 2 straight threes on us, they're going to start booing, so we cannot allow that. And they didn't allow it. So I got to salute my boys on that. Long season to go. A lot of basketball left to be played by the Lakers, but one game at a time. Like I said, we'll see. I think they said, I saw over the weekend, they say it's basically confirmed that Westbrook would not be returning next year, which I'm not shocked at all. You know what I'm saying? We tried to experiment. It didn't work. I don't know who approved it, but a lot of us fans know that probably wasn't going to work. You know what I'm saying? And maybe 10 years ago, maybe, but now the NBA is so spread out now, man. I'm so happy with the shape that the NBA is in, coming off, like I said, basically the super team decade from whenever Boston Big 3 came together. So that was like what? 07, 08-ish, and we just got out of this super team era, 2019, when Toronto beat Golden State, because then Lakers won in the bubble, then Milwaukee, and now this year, man, is up in the air. I talked about it last episode, man, the teams that's in the mix, playing tournament scenario, man. I'm glad the shape that the NBA is in right now. So start this episode off, man. Being off a week, I felt like I got to come back, show love to my boys. But only the first win in 5 games. So, but got to take the wins, man. So salute to the Lakers, man. Shout out to Bron, man. Once again, 56 points. He had a night. Yo, new week, new playlist. Stash House playlist number 54 is now available. 10 records I've been having in rotation lately. Make sure you guys check it out. All right, so to catch up on some shows with y'all, man. First, Power Force. I see a lot of people had probably higher expectations for it than I did. Like, I'm not mad at the whole, you know, saying slow start. You know what I'm saying? They just probably had their climax episode 5. That, if you've been watching it, storyline-wise, they probably turned it up a little bit. But I'm not mad at the slow start. We had to get used to all new characters. You know what I'm saying? New city. We only know about Tommy. Like, it's Tommy things going down. Like, sex, murder, blowing up shit. Like, that's going on. But it's just the co-stars that we was just waiting on. And slowly but surely, they still getting there. I think the story is better than the actual portrayal character-wise. Like, you see the sister. She got her thing going on. She just killed her girl. They got, like, a new drug they trying to come out with. It's like, Tommy said it's like weed, mushrooms, like everything mixed together, but the feeling is way better. So she got that going on. Her brother, who's in love with the girl that Tommy messed with, that got the bar, he loved her, but he teaming up with Tommy too. So I'm waiting to see what he do. And plus, they dad, the dude that played on Sons of Anarchy, he seemed like he's sick and he's still power hungry. So their whole family got their thing going on. The black dude who just got out of jail, him and his brother, they basically, they had a fight to see who gets the control again, but the little brother basically let the big brother win because Jeremiah, and that's crazy that Jeremiah, he's on there and he doing the theme song. So I was like, damn, that dude, birthday sets from 08, 09. I was like, damn, bro, still around. So he basically about to set his brother up, and he playing shiesty right now. Jeremiah got killed too, by the way. They had a shootout in the warehouse. He got killed. And Tommy being Tommy, the girl from the original Power, she's on there, the girl with the scar on her face. If you've been keeping up with the show, it's very slow, and as you just got to pay attention to the new characters, because that's really what the show about, the new characters. And Tommy just doing what Tommy does. You know what I'm saying? Tommy really in the mix. Like, he bringing everybody together, but everybody else got their own storyline going on as well. So, and Tommy got this whole thing with his brother, and that's becoming very, very slow. So, yeah, I'm just tuned into it. You know what I'm saying? Just a quick little 40, 45-minute show Sunday. So, it ain't original Power yet. It ain't Book 2. It's the first season of a whole new show. So, I know everybody want the climax shit real quick. And this next show I'm talking about definitely giving you that. But, yeah, man, just let Tommy. It's Tommy. Like, I don't know if they've been renewed yet or not, but the first season, man, it is what it is so far. But this next show, man, I had my doubts about it to the point where I didn't watch it until there were four episodes in. But this Bear Lair show, man. So I waited until there were four episodes in, and I like what I see so far, man. I like how they're doing everybody else's storyline in the midst of Will coming to Bear Lair. That's what I like the most. Because I was like, man, this shit all about Will again. You know what I'm saying? But they doing everybody else's storyline. I got to shout out Coco Jones playing Hillary Banks. I had to Google to make sure she was of age. So she's 24 years old. Man, talk about a piece of chocolate. And I get it. Tyler, you so mannish. Oh, fucking well. That is a fine piece of chocolate, bro. Coco Jones playing Hillary Banks. So that's definitely one reason why I'm still tuning in. Because that motherfucker is gorgeous. Carlton, probably the most hated man right now. He playing his role, though. Bruh, he playing Carlton. He probably has the complete opposite of what his character originally was on the show. Like, if I'm being honest, like, Will character, of course, he's still acting like Will. They cussing and everything, though, but we older now, so that's cool. I ain't tripping too much about it. I feel like the soundtrack fine, but sometimes they play the music a little bit too damn much. But Will, he playing Will. Hillary still has some Hillary in her. It's just not all the way. I don't even feel comfortable talking about Ashley, but Ashley is into one of her friends who's a female. I think they're saying she's 13, 14 on the show, but Ashley was quirky, but I can't speak on what they got a 13-year-old doing. If the actress even is 13, but it is what it is. Phil, Uncle Phil role, it's reminding me of, like, I don't know, the court judicial system. But I don't know if it's, I think he running for DA. So I don't know if DA come before being a judge. I believe DA come before being a judge. I may be right, maybe wrong. But it feels more like a Uncle Phil younger version. Like, I feel like the 90s, of course, you cannot duplicate what that was, Uncle Phil in the 90s. So I feel like they took he's there house-wise, money-wise. He's there, but his occupation is still a come-up story. That would, if I'm explaining it right, it's a younger Uncle Phil to me. That's what it is coming off as, which I'm not mad at because, you know what I'm saying, you can't duplicate what happened in the 90s, bro. Not with that role. And I don't think we get in the Uncle Phil, Will, my dad, didn't love me. It wouldn't even hit right because they mentioned his dad a few times already. So it wouldn't be like an episode where the dad come out of nowhere. But at the same time, they probably still attempted, but I don't think they need to do all that personally. Aunt Viv. Michael Ealy is going to smash Aunt Viv. Michael Ealy. Ever since he came on the scene in Barbershop, Michael Ealy go smash in the movie. So I saw a theory Because if you watch the show, her and Michael Ealy clearly have something going on. And he plays like a artsy. He reminded me like Dallas Austin. If you know about R&B, if you watch TLC movie, Dallas Austin, he reminded me like a Dallas Austin type of character. Like he just in the vibe. He in the folks' house, in the room, looking at the paintings and shit. She not tripping. Uncle Phil walked in on him. Michael Ealy is going to smash on Viv. And I saw somebody say that's where the younger brother is going to come in from Fresh Prince. If you don't remember, they had a younger brother come in towards the end of the series. So I saw that going around. I was like, maybe because Michael Ealy goes smash. I know that for a fact. That's going to happen. Michael Ealy's going to smash Aunt Viv. So it is what it is. And Aunt Viv, she's, you know what I'm saying? She Aunt Viv for real. You know what I'm saying? She still kind of reminds me of the Aunt Viv unless she smash Michael Ealy, which I think she's going to smash Michael Ealy. But overall, man, I'm enjoying it. I'm not mad at it. I definitely laugh at shit I wasn't supposed to laugh at. Like when Will, homeboy got shot, you know, he was in Bel Air. And I like how they did that too, how Will leaving Philly. And I like how they did that. But they had Will in Bel Air, his homeboy got shot back in Philly. And I don't think his homeboy got shot yet, but he called him here like, you still in Philly, right? Nigga, Will, like the way they did when Will left jail, he straight dipped to Bel Air. So the boy like, you still in Philly, right? He like, nah, I'm in LA. He like, LA? Like, man, you left me here by myself. Bro, I'm laughing at everything. Cars are doing drugs, I'm laughing at. Hillary with this whole social media house. I'm like, man. So I'm laughing. Uncle Phil, Jeffrey. How can I forget Jeffrey? House manager. No butler. House manager. And they got that whole thing with the dude that shot, with the dude that was locked up with Will, looking for him and all that. He done got killed. That's why I'm ready to see more. I'm ready to see what Uncle Phil and Jeffrey got going. And really, Uncle Phil, Jeffrey, and Michael Ealy, Aunt Viv, them the only three storylines. I really, Aunt Viv and Michael Ealy, and Jeffrey and Uncle Phil, what they got going on. Them the only storylines I really care about. Everything else is going to be good, I'm sure, Carlton, but I definitely want to see what Aunt Viv and Michael Ealy got going on. That's my number one storyline for that. But, yeah, man, Bel Air is definitely worth the cost for Peacock app. Like I said, I had the app already, so I'm not mad at Bel Air, man. I'm definitely paying attention to it. Also, some con artist shows I've been watching. The Tinder Swindler on Netflix. Tinder Swindler on Netflix. basically about this dude, man. Fraud, millions, meeting women on Tinder. Bruh, I know how we are nowadays, especially with gas the way it is. Somebody asking to borrow money, you like, huh? These shows, these con artist shows, man, these folks ask for like, yo, can you just wire me like $30,000 real quick? And ooh, ooh. And them folks, either they have it or they go take out a loan to get it. And I was like, well, that's stupid. Like, what? You just met this person on Tinder. And his thing was, nah, can't lie, he played his role. His thing was they first date dinner would be like some extravagant lifestyle shit. Like, meet me at the airport. We going on a private to London. We're going to have the finest wine. We're going to order everything off the menu. Legit, they show video dude ordering everything off the menu. They bring everything to the table for the first date. This one girl was so astounded by his lifestyle. I think the first date was, we're going to meet at the airport. She saw a woman coming with a child saying, yeah, I'm his baby mama. This is his child. They on the private plane with them. He's like, y'all first date, the mom and the child went with us, but it was just so nice that she was cool. We was all right. I was like, damn, he flexed hard, bro. Finest cars, millions in fraud. And what he do was when he needed money, he like, yo, this gang is after me. He posts as like the son to a diamond company or whatever, diamond jewelry company. He like, yeah, my dad in this with these guys. These guys saying they're going to hurt me. He sending pictures of him and his security. act like they got beat up and all that. So she'll wire him money, and the money she wired him, he'll spend that on another girl he met on Tinder. Then make her send him money. It's like he had like a chain. So the money one of them gave, he used that to impress another girl. And the other girl who gave him the money, he just go cold turkey on her, or just be like, oh, it's coming, the bank messing up. I was like, yo, this is crazy. So Tinder Swindler on Netflix. Invented Anna on Netflix. The woman that plays her is Ruth from Ozark. So my Ozark people, I gotta watch. I wait until the last part come out in April to watch the first part and second part. Just watch it all the way. So I haven't watched the first part of the last season of Ozark yet, but Ruth is on here. She played Anna Delvey, who was basically like a scam artist in New York or international. They say she was like in Soho House and all that up in New York, frauding, playing con to all these, I guess, the lifestyle people, the fashion district or whatever of New York. She also got millions. And they said it's based on true events, but unless it's the shit they made up, like, that's exactly what it say. So I don't think these exact stories happen, but I think they're just showing how she'll do. Like, she was claiming to be the daughter of a Russian boss, you know what I'm saying? He got a lot of money. So she like, yeah, my dad's gonna send me the money. The bank messing up. The same thing other dude did. Like, that was their whole thing. They just impressed people so much, the people really thought they had that money. But what makes you wanna loan somebody $300,000, $500,000, taking out loans? This one girl they showed, she trying to keep up with her. She played on Scandal. She's trying to keep up with her. So they're like, technically she didn't fraud you, because you willingly was saying, no, I'll pay for it. No, I'll pay for it, to keep up thinking she got money. So you want to impress her and be like, yeah, I got money too. So every time the girl was like, oh, the bank messing up, the other girl be like, oh, well, I pay for it. So the way they was doing it, like, she was conning them, but at the same time, they showed away, like, one of them gave them her card and just never asked for it back, not thinking that she's not spending it. Like, the way they did it was dope. So I watched those two shows, and yeah, man, y'all be careful who y'all meet on these apps, man. You folk crazy out here. Either they crazy or you just dumb, because ain't no way. Also, man, of course, the return of Snowfall, 3 episodes into the new season. I'm glad I didn't talk about it before, because I would have been all wrong, because a lot of people was like, we think we're going to see what happened to Franklin dad and his mom and all that, the start of the new season. But the start of the new season, they skipped, I want to say skipped about 6 months to a year. I believe I heard someone say on the show, I think they said like 6 months ago. So I believe it's about like a year after that whole ordeal. And we still technically don't know, but we think Teddy killed Franklin dad, but we just technically don't know. His mom, he talked to his mom once on the phone, and they had like, she had like bad service. So I don't know if she's still over where she was sent to or what, because at the end of the last season, that's when she went to the store or something like that, and Teddy came in and Franklin dad. So we really don't know. You know what I'm saying? They haven't showed that scene yet. I hope they do, because y'all know how I feel about shows just wanting us to assume a character is dead and not show us what happened. But you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But what they're showing is, I believe Franklin just want everybody to come back. I think that's the thing right now. Like, of course, Auntie Louie, Uncle Jerome, they wanted to break off. And when they did that, I think I said it. When they did that, I'm thinking they're going to be on some, okay, if you want to front us wholesale, whatever, not front us, but if you want to shop with us, if we buy from you wholesale, if you can't keep up, we will go with somebody else. But they still, like Franklin, like Teddy said, Franklin playing the middleman in his own operation. I was like, I'm thinking Uncle Jerome and Auntie Louie, I'm thinking they about to go to mess with some other folks, and they still copying from Franklin. So Franklin like, yo, we need to get back under one umbrella, because Teddy came back and, hey, man, you got to get this shit in order, bro. Like, your organization falling apart. He killed this new cadet. He was like, no, I'm back. Get Auntie and Uncle under your wings again. And then, like Franklin said, yo, if y'all ain't coming back, I'm willing to do anything. If y'all want to be my competition, just know I'm willing to do anything to still be on top. So, of course, Scully back outside. any given minute, any given second, you don't know what you're getting from him still. You know what I'm saying? So we just trying to see where Frank is going with this crew, man. But all in all, those are shows I've been watching. Snowfall, Bel Air, the con artist shows, Tinder Swindler, that's a damn tongue twist. Inventing Anna. What else I said? And Power, man. Power Force, but it's Tommy's show. I don't know why they named it Power Force. I'll never understand that. But yeah, man. Put me on some more shows, bro. I see a lot of people got different shows going. Send me some, man. Some good ones. So before I get up out of here, man, what's going on with the music business, bro? It's been some wild things going on, man, within the past 2 months, I'd say, month and a half, whatever. I just want to know, where's the music? Like, I see music dropping, but I ain't really been in the mood, bruh, since 2022 started. And you know, when you look at, not look at, but you listen to your albums on your preferred app, streaming service, you got the option to like the album, so it's being like a folder of or downloaded albums, whatever. And I was just looking at my list for 2022. Fam, only got like 4 projects I've liked since I listened to it. Like other albums I saw, I probably threw a song or something in the playlist. But for albums that I made to go out my way to this whole year to like actually press the button, just one little button. Gunna DS4, Tez G, Different, salute Tez G. Babyface Ray, Face Project, and Currency and Alchemist, Continuous Project. Those the only ones I have that I'm like, damn, these the only ones I press like on this year? I was like, damn. So, send me some music, man. Give me some R&B, definitely. R&B been quiet as a mouse. And, man, just send me anything. What the hell happened to rock music? Like the Tony Hawk Underground Pro Skater soundtrack type shit. WWE SmackDown versus Raw type shit. I would love to I'm gonna do a playlist of that shit. Bruh, Green Day, Fall Out Boy, Crossfade, of course, My Chemical Romance, Blink-180. But Blink-180, like shit like that. Like I need a good playlist of shit like that. Send me some damn R&B, man. SZA not dropping yet. Summer Walker album came in. Summer Walker is on tour right now. And I saw a video. She's saying she's not performing some of the new songs, which I'm not mad at. One, I didn't think about damn, Summer. You know, when I go to live shows, stage presence is a thing. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's a small crowd, medium crowd, arena, whatever. Stage presence, man. And I forgot, I was like, bro, her stage presence wasn't the best. You know what I'm saying? Hasn't been the best. So I wasn't tripping. She had like 2 shows in Atlanta and she announced a tour, I believe. So I love her music, but you know what I'm saying? I can't do no live show. But I saw she said she's not doing some songs from the new album because, you know what I'm saying, she still feels the effect of it. Like I said, man, it is what it is, man. R&B, somebody send me something. Send me something, man. But maybe the tide will turn soon. Festivals have been announced. Artists been announcing tours. Like I said, Summer announced her tour. I think that Ross 2 Chainz tour, I think they've been going for a couple weeks, about a month, 2 months, I'll say. So people doing shows. Rolling Loud announced they Miami show. Everybody there. You know, so I ain't about to read the, y'all know Rolling Loud. Everybody's going to be there. Dreamville Festival, J. Cole them. Bro, he got a DJ Drama Gangsta Grill set with Jeezy, T.I., and Wayne. I would love to see. I hope they stream it somewhere on YouTube or something. And that's been my whole thing with Wayne ever since I've been going to concerts. I said, fam, I'm a huge Wayne fan, but if Wayne announced a show, I don't know if I'm going to be, like, if he's going to Columbus or something, of course. You know what I'm saying? But Wayne got to perform that shit. And him doing the Gangsta Grill set where he got to perform that shit. Yeah, I love to see that. T.I. and Jeezy as well. So that's dope. And they got a great lineup too at Dreamville Festival as well. So if you're going to these festivals, man, these concerts, traveling period, man, stay safe. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you pack. Make sure if you're going with people, man, y'all stick together. Don't wander off at these festivals. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how Rolling Loud can get. Dreamville Fest should be, you know what I'm saying, that vibe. But all in all, man, you're going around people. You know what I'm saying? So you got to stay safe out here, man. But all in all, what I did want to say before I head out, please, y'all, send me some music, man. Make sure it's fire, though. If it ain't a whole album, just say, hey, bro, check this album out. Check out these songs right here. Check out this feature. You know what I'm saying? Because I see projects that drop, and I'm like, fam, I just need to know what songs that I'll probably fuck with on this album. You know what I'm saying? And be people I like, too. But I don't know. And I ain't really waiting on nobody for real album-wise. That's the crazy thing. It's not like, oh, damn, I can't wait till such and such drop. I can't think of nobody. Goddamn, when Currency and Alchemist dropped, that was, you know, y'all know me, I'm underground. So when Currency and Alchemist dropped, that's the only thing I was waiting on. So send me something, man. You know what I'm saying? Somebody. Hey, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. This has been episode 159 of Stash House Podcast. Make sure you guys go out. Have a great work week, great school week. Stay safe, stay out the way. Keep me in your prayers. I do the same for y'all, man. Catch y'all here same time next week. Salute.